Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America. Caribbean song for the week entitled Look What, coming from an artist from out of Jamaica that goes by the name of Odette Shakespeare. It was produced and composed by Paul Barkley from the very well-known gospel group The Catalyst Crew. They've been in ministry for many years and worked with many great artists such as Freddie McGregor, Judith Gale, and more. Paul and the crew are amazing, man, and it's great to see them producing more and more wonderful music. Awesome, awesome. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a singing gospel artist out of the great musical city of Memphis, Tennessee. She actually has been delighting listeners with her singing since she was a youngin. The songwriter, singer, and keyboard playing Lisa Knowles Smith of the multi-stellar award receiving Lisa Knowles Smith and the Brown Singers. Lisa, welcome. How are you, dear?
My D, I am awesome, doing well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Every day's a great day, Lisa. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hi, Lisa, and welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You recently released a song called Promises. Can you share what inspired that song and what it means personally for you in this season of your life?
Wow, landlord, that's a great question. You know,
Thank you.
I think Promises means to me, it's a style and a song that kind of encourages hope. It kind of, you know, gives you something to hold on to know that God will keep his promise. If he promised it, he's going to do it. And especially in this season, he promised that he would be a comforter, that he would give you peace, that he would turn your mourning into dancing. So all of those things together, I have four or five scriptures that I listen to and that I hold on to daily to remind me that God keeps his promises.
Awesome.
Hallelujah.
You know, and that is so right. God always keeps his promises. Good word.
Lisa, the promises of God are yes and amen, dear. And congratulations on your new song, Promises, and also your new just released album from you and the Brown Singers, Revival Live in Dallas. Oh, yeah, it's a good time in the Lord with the praises going up. Hallelujah. Tell us about your new music, Lisa.
You know, I'm excited, and it's exciting to have Revival Live in Dallas. We wanted to create what we were, you know, calling an experience, and where you can kind of escape life and things that are happening around you and just kind of have an experience with God. To me, that's what revival means, where you can kind of come back to yourself. So it was an amazing night, and I'm so excited about this record.
Oh, hallelujah. You have every right to be.
Most definitely, Mike. She sure does. You know, revival is really about refreshing your spirit. Good stuff. Lisa, there is a fan of yours, and she has a question for you.
Hi, Lisa. My name is Havet. I'm from Freeport, Grand Bahama. And my question to you today is, how do you choose singles like Step Right In? And what do you hope listeners take away from them when they sing along?
Hey, Harvette, thank you so much for asking this awesome question. I hope that people are encouraged and inspired. And I hope that there is a style of a music, that song that you can kind of take an escape for away from whatever is happening in life. And in that moment, you can have some joy and some peace and then sing along, you know, that God keeps his promises, that it's something that inspires you and encourages you and builds you up as well. So I pray that people are blessed and that they're encouraged through the life of the song.
Nice.
Yes.
Along those lines, Lisa, you know, how is it that you would tell a young person about this gospel music? I mean, it's nothing to play with. You got to be for real.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I always share that you got to be intentional. God doesn't need any help with his plans. He just needs us to be ready and available to do the work. So I really want to encourage any young artist or any person that is wanting to pursue music to make sure that we keep the main thing the main thing. Make sure you glorify God and make sure that the people of God are edified and God will do the rest.
Amen.
Good word, Lisa. Good word.
It sure is. You know, Lisa, you are such an amazing individual. And, you know, we got to stay ready. We got to stay available. And we got to let God handle the rest. That right there is what I got from you. And I know you got to run. But at this time, I just want to say thank you so much for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. We wish you all the best. Keep up the great work. Keep shining for Christ. And let God do the rest. God bless.
Thank you guys so much for joining us and listening in. Landlord Mike D, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. to all of my people in the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and all of the other islands in Africa. Thank you. I love y'all.
The Brown Singers was started in the 1970s, way before Lisa Knowles was born, by Lisa's grandmother. And Lisa's mother was a member of the group, and eventually Lisa became a member herself. Lisa's daughter has now released some music and also is a fourth generation of the Brown Singers. A family of singers and recording artists for sure. And the multi-stellar award-receiving Lisa Knowles Smith and the Brown Singers have their latest song, Promises. And we want to thank Lisa Knowles Smith for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord, Lisa and the Brown Singers do be singing.
Mike, Lisa is such a phenomenal artist who really has an amazing voice, and it's always a blessing having her right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. But coming up next, we've got a group straight out of Ontario, Canada, that goes by the name of Kevin Adams and the Voices of Praise. And I want you guys to check out one of their latest songs entitled Closer.
Let's go. No more searching for my identity. No more longing for someone to set me free. You're always there, calling out to me. I open my heart and let you in. Hey, you're the living water. You're the well that never runs dry. I heard you calling and I came running. All I ever need is you. All I wanna be, nearer, just a closer walk with thee. My heart's desire, I need you closer. Lord, draw me closer, Lord, draw me.
Only have your spirit in me. I know that it's your face I'm seeking. No need for singing to live. With you in my life is secure.
You're the living water. You're the well that never runs dry. I heard you calling and I came running. All I ever need is you. All I wanna be, nearer, just a closer walk with thee. I need you closer. Lord, draw me closer. Lord, draw me closer.
Kevin Adams and the Voices of Praise out of Canada with their delightful song, Closer. Praise God, landlord. Bless his holy name.
Yeah, Mike, that was a beautiful song coming from Kevin Adams and the Voices of Praise. You know, Kevin Adams and the Voices of Praise is a praise and worship ministry that strives to be cultured and diverse, not limited to denominations, nations, or race. You know, praise and worship has become their first ministry, and they are truly sold out to ministry, and it is always great having them right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, the brilliant 19th century black anti-slavery orator, writer, statesman, and freedom fighter, Frederick Douglass once said, if there is no struggle, there is no progress.
Mike, that is so true and very, very powerful, because progress always comes with a price. You just can't run away from it. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the multi-award winning international gospel artist, Lisa Noel Smith, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill out with us every week. We appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is Calvin Cooper from Out of America. He has been in ministry for many years, and I want to leave one of his songs with you entitled Never Look Back, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And remember, if you are a gospel artist, please connect with us on social media at Landlord242. We'd love to feature your music right here on the show. So until next time, it's your boy Landlord. God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
here alone, thinking about you, thinking how good you are to me. Your love is so pure, I didn't deserve all your grace. My heart can't embrace all your love.
Can